Okay, let's start today's daf, Metzia daf Lamed Dalet, and we are on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Yesterday we started Perek HaMafkid, and we got into the sugya of Machlek Fela. Machlek Fela is the discussion of Shomrim, which we know is going to be a totally new realm that this Masechta has not gone into yet. The first two Perekim were all about issues of Metzia, Machlokes about finding a Metzia. That was the first Perek, and the second Perek was all about the Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Now we get into a topic that will come up again and again throughout the Masechta, and that, of course, is the world of Shomrim. It's going to come up later when we speak about the Dalet Shomrim per se. But now today we get to talk about a topic that relates to all the Shomrim, and that is Machlek Fela. If a Shomer, instead of swearing, decides to pay, so then the Umdana, we'll see if it's more than Umdana, the halacha is that the Kefel, if the ganav is eventually found, goes to the Shomer and not to the owner. So, and the Mishnah mentioned that this applies both by Behemoth and Kalim, and the Gemara spoke about yesterday, the Tzricha saw why we need both. So we start with Maskif, four lines up from the bottom on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Maskif, Rabbi Bar Chama, asked Rabbi Bar Chama on this whole idea of Machnek Fela, of the Bailim giving the Kefel to the Shomer, but wait a minute. We know we have this once already in this Masechta earlier. You can't be Machnes something that's not in the world yet. Shas topic. So the Kefel is not in the world yet. So how could the Bailim be Machne the Kefel to the Shomer if it is not available yet, it doesn't exist yet? There are so many Sveikas that it might not ever happen, right? When the Gneva didn't even happen yet at the time that the Bailim gives the object to the Shomer. So, Eina Demakna, Davash Lo Bala Olam, that's the Kasha. What exactly is this question on? So Rashi says, three lines to the bottom, Amasisu Kamatama. Rashi says it's on the Mishnah, right? How the concept of Machnek Fela, which the Mishnah says, that's the Kasha. The Ritva points out that it is a little bit unusual for the Mishnah to ask a Kasha on the Gemara to ask a Kasha on a Mishnah with the word Maskif. Maskif is usually a contradiction, a Kasha on an Amora from a Mishnah, not on Pshat of a Mishnah. So the Ritva just adds in the Mishnah, that the Gemara is asking on the Mishnah, but not purely on the Mishnah. It's asking on the Mishnah now that we have explained the Mishnah based on what the Gemara says. Baloni Hira, says the Ritva, Delishna de Maskif la lo itmar bishum duchta, ki de kasha le gufa de masdisan. You never have that type of lashon on the Mishnah. Lachin nira li de masdisan lo kasha le. The Mishnah itself is not a problem to deal mataima de masdisan mishum durabanon, machni le kvela mibre takana sa olam. If you just have the Mishnah, there wouldn't be a problem, because maybe it is just a societal enactment that the Rabbanan made to be machni the kefel, and they could break rules if it's a din derabanan. Aval hashta de paris b'srichusel, but now that we explained the srichusel of behema and kelim, that the reason is fundamentally machni kefel, this pasha is a din daraisa, so now we're asking, the Mishnah is difficult. But again, not purely the Mishnah, but because of the way that the Gemara just explained the Mishnah, now we have the problem. So that's the Ritva just adding on to maybe that's what Rashi means. Right? As you look in the Ma'arav Ranchberg, he quotes a number of Achronim also that point out this unusual Lashon of Maskif on the Mishnah, but the Ritva explained it. So ask Rami Brachama, how do we makne kvela, eina de makne dover shalom bala olam, via filu, back to the Gemara, via filu the Rebbe Meir to Amar Adamakne dover shalom bala olam, and even according to Rebbe Meir, who says that a person can be makne, adover shalom bala olam, as we had, remember the case we had earlier in the Masechta, relating to being by the Tez Zayinim Abayis. Homer Lachavera, we have the sugyas. Sadash ani lo keach l'kishachad akri l'chameyachshav. I'm going to buy a field. When I buy the field, so from Reuven, it's going to be yours. I'm going to give it to you. Right? Does that work? Or Homer Leisha is kashli lachash es gayer. A man says to a woman, "No, I'm be married to me after I convert, after you convert." Right? All of those are davar shlobal olam. Rabbi Meir, Omer, in all those cases, mekudeshes, where the kinyan works. So even according to Rabbi Meir, back to our Gemara, afilu Rabbi Meir d'amar adam makna davar shlobal olam. Even according to Rabbi Meir, who has more flexible understandings and allowances for davar shlobal olam, hani mili kagon peros dekel da'avidi da'asu. That only applies to peros dekel, fruit that comes out of a tree. That's where we would say makna davar shlobal olam. Why? Because that is a natural process. We'll see exactly what this lashon means, but it could be forecasted. You could already somehow see it, and that's why it would work. Aval hacha, but here, by maknik feila, mi yemer de bignava. Who says it's going to be stolen? Right, the person gave a pikadon to the shomer. So who says it's going to be stolen? That it's not a vidi dasu, v'yitiv salomer de bignava. And if you want to say it will be stolen, mi yemer de mishtaka ganav. Who says the ganav is going to be failed? That there's going to be a chiv of kefil that the bezdin will create. V'yim mishtaka ganav. And even if you want to say the ganav will be found, so number one, it might not be stolen. Number two, the ganav might not be found. And even if the ganav is found, who says it's going to be a chiyav kefel? Mi yemer de mishalim dil memode umiftar. Who says that the ganav is going to have to pay? Maybe mode umiftar. As we know, if somebody admits to a knas before Bezdin makes them pay, so that's putter, right? By the pasuk, asher yarshiyun Elohim pralam rashiyas atzmo. A person has to be mechuyav the knas based on Bezdin, but not by himself. So, as says the Gemara, that's the limitation of Rebbe Meir, and therefore we're back to the kasha. How does the whole topic of maknik feila work? Ein adam makne davar shelo bala ova. A couple of points on this question. The general topic, all the achronim discuss the general topic of davar shelo bala ova, has one of two possible problems. What's the problem? Why can't I be makna davar shelo bala ova? So it's not here yet. Okay, but so what? I want to be makna to you. What's the problem? So the simple understanding, and that is the sense that you get from this Gemara, and the sense that you got from the Gemara earlier, probably the clearest raya in Shas to which of these approaches that you take, is the Gemara we had earlier in the first parak on Daf Tezayinim and Aleph. The issue is one of Smichas Das. The issue is one of Umdina. Do I take this kinyan seriously if the item doesn't exist yet? There's no Smichas Das. That's the language of the Gemara, if you remember, back on Tez Zayin of an Aleph. Hacha sam chadayte, hacha lo sam chadayte. So hacha sam chadayte, he's somechas das that it'll happen, and therefore he's toreach v'chulu, and it's a serious kinyan. Mashen kein if not. So that sounds like it's not a fundamental formal problem of the kinyan not being able to work, but it's just a problem of the person's das. I don't take this kinyan seriously if the item is not here yet or doesn't exist yet. And maybe that's the sense that you get from even these limitations of avidi da'asu is going to happen, is a good probability. What difference should that make? If it's a problem of a formal maisa kinyan that you can't do, then what difference should it make whether it's probably going to come or it's not probably going to come or it's natural for it to come? Right? That shouldn't make such a difference, pashtus. But if you say it's an issue of smichas das, so then it can make more sense, that distinction. That is one idea. But the other approach is what we've just alluded to, and that is, no, maybe there's a formal problem of there's no item for the kinyan to be chal on. You need a physical item for a kinyan to work. Right? You need meshicha, you have to do a maisa kinyan, but you also need an object for the kinyan to work on, or a person for a kinyan to work on, an eshes ish. But here, if you have neither, so then the kinyan cannot be chal because it undermines the rules and regulations of kinyan, not just general smichas das. Right, and those are the two approaches of Ein Adam Makne Davar Shelo Bala Ova. Two general approaches. Rabbi Elchanan in Baba Basra has these outlined in Siman Reish Ayin Vav. He says, Mashma beGemara b'Metzia Tezayin. Right, that's the one we just looked at. Tahatam whom Yishem Tilo Sam Chadaite. The Hecha the Sam Chadaite. What's the nafkamina between the approaches? If we could have a case where a person is serious and he takes it seriously, and there is Smichas Das, then it would work, even if it's Lo Bala Olam. That's why the Arachayim Hakadosh discusses in Parshas Toldos, how did Yaakov sell the Bechora? It was a Davar Shelo Bala Olam, right? Right, how did Yaakov and Esav, get the Bechorah from Esav, thank you. How was he able to get the Bechorah if it wasn't there yet? There were no rights yet, there was no Avoda yet, right? So how was he able to get it? So the answer is, says the Archive of Kodesh, maybe that's when a Shvuah was done. Hishav Aliva, Hishav Aliva, why did Yaakov make Esav swear? Right, that's very unusual, that just take it. The answer is explained. Maybe that's to get out of the Smichas Das problem. Maybe with a Shvuah, I know that it's serious now. So the Arachayim HaKadosh discusses that halachic principle in the context of Yaakov and Esav, but that's what Rabbi Elchanan says right here in Baba Basra, Reish Ayin Vav, if it's an issue of Smichas Das, so then if you could come to a case that there is Smichas Das, Ef Shalahaknus Gam Dover Shalabala Olam. But from other sources, it seems that it is not based on Smichas Das only, and therefore it would be a problem even if you could solve the problem of smichas das. There is an interesting also comment by Tosfos, and contrasting this to a Tosfos elsewhere, and that is Tosfos here in Dibur Maskil Kagon discusses right in the middle of the Tosfos. V'yavagav derek v'shemes amrinon debeteka lepeirosav afilu rabbanan modu dekani haynu mishum da'avidi da'asu avalacha delo avidi da'asu afilu remeir lo kani. It sounds like from Tosfos that fundamentally everybody would agree by avidi da'asu if it's commonly you could assume it's going to come, then one would be able to be kona it. And lu yitzuyer, let's say you could come up with a case of kefel in our case where it's avidi da'asu, then you'd be able to be makna it. Tosfos does not seem to say there's a fundamental difference between, let's say, kefel and the fruit from the tree case. It's just a question of probability. But the Tosfos in Gittin, if you want to look at, has a more fundamental distinction. Avidi da'asi is not just about probability. It's probably going to happen. Trees bear fruit. Who says objects lead to geneva and lead to anything more than geneva, such as kefel? Tosfos in Gittin, Amen Bey, says no. Avidi da'asi doesn't only mean probability, but it means does it flow from the item. Fruit come from trees. Kefel does not come from objects. Kefel comes from an act of geneva that the ganav did. So avidi da'asi is not just a probability issue, it's a fundamental, how do you look at the product of what comes out of this discussion. Lo dami leperos dekel, says Tosfos. Sha'aperos yotzim miguf hadekel. The avidu da'asu, that's what avidu da'asu means, that it comes out of the item itself. Avo knasa me'al ma'asi v'lo avidi da'asi. Fundamentally, it's defined. What does our Gemara mean? It doesn't mean that, oh, fruit are more probable, but it means that it fundamentally doesn't flow from it. Doesn't flow from it. And all of these items on top now of Lama Dalam and Aleph are illustrating the fact that it doesn't flow from it. The fact that the Geneva might not happen. The fact that the God of might be Moda Vichulu. Anyway, we're back to the question. The question of, again, how could we be Makna Kvela? It's a Dover Shloba La'olam. So how does it work? We'll get back to Moda Bekaz B'Hashem a little bit later, but first let's continue. So Amar Rava, Rava says on the third line, Na'ase ka'omer lo l'kishet tiganev v'tirtze v'tishalmeini hare parasi k'nui l'chamei achshav. You know how we treat it? Again, on a Daraisa level, we treat it as if the Bailum says to the Shomer when he gives the item, if this is ever stolen and then you decide to pay me, then it's yours. Then this cow belongs to you. Parasi k'nui l'chamei achshav. It goes from right now, me'achshav. And therefore, as Rashi explains, you have to say it goes me'achshav because when else is there a ma'isa kinyan? When there is there an act done? Rashi, nasaka omerlo, b'sha'a shemasrlo, at the time that the original mesira takes place, tekimluhu l'rabbanan, the rabbanan assumed, t'nichaluhu l'baylim, she'e batuach b'keren, al-menas she'e safik kefel ha'asid lavo, shel shomer. The Bailim would rather be vaday getting the principal back than have to worry at the possibility of maybe I'll get double. But they'd rather know for sure that they're getting the principal back. So if they say to the shomer, you know what, if you pay me back, you can have the kefil. The par is yours, you know, from now. So that's what it's as if it is said. And then skip two lines in Rashi. Misha shemasra nimsa lamafreya kishagana vaganav shal shomer haisa. So mamela, retroactively, it belongs to the ganav deparak. So the cow is ba'olam. It's a davar shebala olam, and that's how it works. It's ki'ilu. This is the da'as that the ba'olam have when they give it to the shomer. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute, maskev l'Rav Zeira. This is a good maskev now, right? This is not on the Mishnah. It's a regular maskev on a suggestion of the Amoram of Rava. So maskev l'Rav Zeira. Ihachi, but wait a minute. If you're really telling me that retroactively the animal is owned by the shomer from the moment he got it, then afilu gizoseu bladoseu nami. That even the shearings and the vlados and the babies from the animal should go to the shomer. The shomer lamaisa owns it from originally, but we know that's not true. Alama tanya. We learned in the brisa chutz mi gizoseu bladoseu. No, only the kefel goes to the shomer, not the other products, the giza, the shearings, and the vlados. So you see, it does not belong to the shomer from the first moment, at the moment of the mesira. So you have to modify this answer a little bit. Ella amar bizera. Ella sounds like it's a new answer, not just modifying, but for our purposes it's modifying. Ella amar bizera. Nase ka omer lo chutz v'gizoseha v'lo doseha. it's as if, he says, the parah should be yours from now regarding knas, but not regarding giza ublados. The Gemara says, my paska. How do you make such a generalization? Why? We're already trying to have pretend da'as for the bailam. So why would you have pretend da'as and make such a distinction that for the kefel it is his, but not for the giza and the vlados? Umay paska. So the Gemara answers, stama de milsa shivcha da'asa me alma of an inish demakni. Shevach that comes me alma me mela of an inish demakni. Shevach that comes from, that meaning kefel, that's not something that naturally comes from the item. So the bailam doesn't care about that. Of an he'll be okay with being makne that to the shomer. Shivcha demigufa lo avid inish demakni. But shevach that comes from the item itself, the vlados, the shearings that come from the animal itself, lo avid inish demakni. People aren't makne that normally, and therefore that is why we could assume there is a distinction. That is all daya number one of Rava, modified a little bit by Rabbi Zeira, and that is really the animal goes to the shomer from the retroactively if it's stolen from the original moment. Right, it kind of sounds like Breira issues, but again, it's not a Breira issue that we don't know. The person, the Bailam, says if this happens, then it's yours. If it doesn't happen, it's not yours. So it's really closer even maybe to Asmachta than to Breira. It's like totally on a future event that might or might not happen. But again, that's the commitment that the Bailam is having. But any Shevach that comes naturally from this item, I'm keeping, but it's kit nikna to you, legabe the kefel, that might come from it, because that's not something that comes from the item itself. That is all option number one. Ika d'amri, another version of Rava, is different. Amar Rava nase ka'omerlo l'kishitinage v'tigane v'tirtze v'tishalmeni samach l'grevasa k'nuya l'cha. It's retroactively going to be yours, but not going back all the way to the moment of Mesira that the Bailam gives it, but going back to the moment before the Geneva. Like sometimes we've had cases of Tanai, remember Mesechus Gittin, a moment before he dies. He gives her a get a moment before he dies. He doesn't want her to be an almana. He wants it to be a grusha. So, you know, this should be chal a moment before. See here too? That's what the Bailam say. It should be yours a moment before the Geneva takes place. So my Benayah, what's the nafkamina between those, the two answers of Rava? Iga Benayah, Kusha, Rabbi Zeira. Number one, Rabbi Zeira's problem. Rabbi Zeira had the problem with Gizos and Vlados. So that's only a problem according to option one, not according to option two. Right, option one is the one that talks about the Giza and the Vlados, that it should go to the Shomer. But option two is that no, it doesn't belong to the Shomer until right before the Geneva. And therefore, there is no problem with Gizos and Vlados. Number one, Inami, Tekaima Ba'agam. Or the second Nafkamina is Tekaima Ba'agam. If at the moment right before the Geneva, it wasn't stolen from the Rishus of the Shomer, it was stolen from a swamp, a rishus outside the rishus of the shomer, so the kinyan can't be chal then. It's not in the chatzar mishtameres. So the kinyan would not be able to be chal then according to option two, but it would be able to chal according to option one because it goes from the moment of mesira. Good. Two different nafkaminas given in the Gemara. There is a third nafkamina that we might ask. What happens if the item goes up in value? If the item goes up in value during the time between the Maisa Mesira and the Geneva? So that is a discussion of the Rambam. The Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says in Hilchos She'ela Perakhes Halacha Gimel, says the Rambam, in Hilchos She'ela, we'll get to the general Dalet Shomrim soon, but the Rambam says in Perakhes Halacha Gimel, Kol Hakone HaKefel Kone HaShevach Habame Elam. Rambam says Beferish, if somebody is kona kefel, then he also gets the shevach. If it goes up in value in the interim, the shomer gets it. Meaning, sounds like he's passing like lishna kama, the first lishna, that it becomes the shomer's from the moment of the mesira. Ketzad, what's the case? If get arba sa in etz lachavero, somebody gives four sa of wheat to his friend. Fahari hein shavin sela, they're worth a sela. Vinignuvu o avdu, and then they were stolen or lost. V'amar hareni mishalim sela, and the guy says, okay, I'll pay you a sela. Right, the case of Tash Shilem below Ratsa Lishava. Harini Mishalim Sela Veini Nishva Viachar Kach Nimsu, and then it's found after he pays Harin Shavin Arba Slime, and it went up in value for slime. Hari Hainshal Shomer, right? Belongs to the Shomer, right? The Yoker, the appreciation, it goes to the Shomer. So it sounds like he possibly like Lishna Kama, fine, Veina Mishalim Ela Sela. He could pay the Sela to the to the Bailim. The four sela, the extra three sela, he's able to keep. Sounds like Lishtakama. The usual is what the Ravid says here. The Ravid says here, Dafka Sheba HaShevach Acher Sheshilem O Sha'amar Hareini Mishalim. Not 100% clear what the Ravid is trying to say. Right? The Ravid says, only if the Shomer has already said that he's going to pay, or he actually paid. Isn't that what the Rambam said? Right, what is the Ravid trying to limit? That's what the discussion of the Magid Mishnah here and the Kesav Mishnah here is. The very Ravid kashuli emasai kana hashomer pikadon zeh im nomer b'shas tashluma v'lakodem lachem. The Ravid seems to say that it only goes by, or I should say this right. You might say he's arguing very deeply. Says the Magid Mishnah, it only goes by the moment of the tashlum. It doesn't go by the moment of the geneva, which is against both days. What are the 2 days of the Gemara? It either goes from the Shas Mesira to the Shomer, or the Shah right before the Geneva. And the Ravid is saying maybe it goes by, he's relating the other sugya that we discussed, and that is the, says the Magid Mishnah, I'm not exactly sure what the Ravid means here. Look, Gemara lo matzinu mi shema acher kinyano ela asamach legeneva. The latest you're going to get is up to the geneva. V'im nomar the kol shashile nizgala adavar shesamach legeneva kanaf pikad. And if you want to say it goes backwards, so then there's no real machlokas here. So that's the Magid Mishnah's kasha on the Ravid. Right? Not like I said before. Right? It's more of a the Ravid is not even saying any day of the Gemara. So how would we understand that? So the Magid Mishnah says, unless, he says, it's dachuk to say this, he says, unless you're going to limit that the Ravid, Ela imke nomar de la'inyin yukra lo kana ela mishas tashlumin ve'elach, umash amr b'gemar, samach l'genevu l'gabi kefel. That you'd be mechalik between different halachos. What's the Gemara talking about? That Shas Geneva or Shas earlier Mesira, that only is regarding the Kefel. But regarding appreciation, that for sure goes by later on by the Shas of the payment itself. He says it's dachuk to say that because the Gemara doesn't seem to limit it in that regard. But that is the suggestion of the Magid Mishnah to explain the Ravid. The other interesting point to note here is a comment of the Ritva. The Ritva here says our whole discussion is about Geneva. Says the Ritva, V'dafka b'Geneva amrin and haki. This whole idea of Naase Kaomer is only regarding the Geneva. Aval ba'aveda, what if the item is lost? It wasn't stolen, where we're talking about Makna Kfela. What if it was lost? Is there something related to this also? To call hecha de isa mati maknila, b'shas tashlumin dafka maknila. If it's lost, it's only regarding the, it only would go by the shas tashlumin. Geneva, that's where the bailim are nervous about it, that it's darish lo bala olam, and that's why you have to come up with one of the items of when it's still bala olam. But regarding aveda, when it's always bala olam, and I just don't know where it is, says the ritva there, then the tashlumin is only nikneh to the Shomer, only when he actually pays for it, not earlier. That is the comment of the Ritva, which the Ksos is not sure whether that would apply. The Rambam mentioned Aveda also, if you remember, in the piece that we just mentioned. In the footnotes here in the Ritva, he says, Ein Ksos Achoshen, the Midata Poskin, Mashma Delo Chilko, Begneva Aveda, Begamba Aveda, Komna Slamak Laveda, Omishas Mashicha, Delo Kirabenu. Delo Kirabenu. Then he also adds in that Umidas Rabbeinu, the Ritva's Mashma, that Aveda is in the Rishus of the Bailam. He says, Umidas Rabbeinu Mashma, that Aveda Nechshev is Rishus of the Bailam, Kol Hecha Denimseis, V'yochal Akroz, the Darvish Labala Olam. So that relates to the issue we mentioned weeks ago about Yeush, do Yeush on a Darvish Rishus, is that called in your Rishus or not in your Rishus? Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Shilem v'loratza lishava v'chulu. So what happens? The Mishnah said, or beginning of a mafkid right here, if the Shomer pays, does not want to swear, so then he gets the kefel. V'chulu. Amar b'chia bar abba, amar b'yochanan, lo shilem shilem mamish, even if he doesn't actually pay. Ela, kivan sha'amar hareini mishalem, abba b'shalo shilem. As long as he commits to paying, that's good enough. He doesn't have to pay, says Rabbi Yochanan, as long as he says, I'm going to pay. And then the ganef is found, so then he would, in that case, get the kefel. Tanan, but 1 minute, is our Mishnah mashma either way? Tanan, the first line of the Mishnah says, Shilem v'lo ratza lishava, Shilem in, lo shilem lo. First line of the Mishnah sounds like only if he actually pays. only if he's mishalim, not if he didn't pay yet, if he just committed to pay. But Ema Seifa, but the next line says, what's the contrast? Nishva v'lorasa l'shalim. If he swears and he does not want to pay. Taima d'lorasa. This is only if he didn't want to pay. Haratza v'lishaloshilim. But if he wants to pay, even if he didn't pay yet, maybe the Kenyan already goes in. So, elamehol ekalamash ramina. Okay, so from our Mishnah, you can't prove one way or the other, because one line is lasha one way, the other line is lasha the other way. So obviously, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi didn't mean to be medaiket either way, if it's opposite diyukim. Good. So Tani Kavazir Rabbi Yochanan, so let's at least go to a brisa, if we can't prove it from our Mishnah. The brisa proves from the brisa supports Rabbi Yochanan. Hasocher para mechaveiro v'nignava. If somebody rents out a para from their friend v'nignava and it's stolen, v'amar halah, like a shomer socher. Socher is like a shomer socher for our purposes. V'amar halah, reini mishalim, reini nishba. I'm going to pay. Harini mishalim. So he says he's going to pay. V'eini nishba. V'achar kach neim sahagandav mishalim d'shlo mekefa l'socher. And then the ganav is found. So he pays kefal to the socher. So you see from there. So it's a brice that supports Rabbi Yochanan, because it says, right, when he says, Areini Mishalim, that is good enough. The Bach is medayik from this lashon of the Gemara that one has to say beferish, I am going to pay. He can't just explain what happened. Says the Bach in Simon Reish Sadi Hey in Choshe Mishpat. Shomer Chinam Sha'amar Pashati. What if the Shomer Chinam admits that he did something wrong, but he doesn't say that he's going to pay? I was negligent. The halachi is that he has to pay. But if he just says, Pashati, lo maknik feila, the kefal is not nika yet, ache yomar harini mishalim. Why? De samich daite bidibura, sha'amar lo harini mishalim. Aval kisha'amar rak pashati. But if he just says, I was negligent, but he didn't say yet, I am going to pay, adayin lo makni likfeila, the kini kefal did not happen yet. Bahachi tanya behedya, Perkamafka Daflamidalin. See, the Bach says that's our brisa right here. Hasokha Bramikhaver Benigdav Ba'amar Mishalim Veini Ishva. He doesn't just say, this is what happened. He says, I am going to pay. So then he gives it to the Socher. Hare, says the Bach. Apagav the Socher Chaya Begnevaveda. Someone is Shomer Socher. And it was stolen. He's Chayim anyway. Doesn't matter. Even though he's Chayim Begnevaveda, Vahoda Shenignav, and he admits that it was stolen. That is the diuk of the Bach, and the Ksos in here in Reish Sadi Hey doesn't like that diuk. He says, no, Vayneraya, Dahasam, Vinignava, Dinak, and Mari Batana Poteris. Vinignava there isn't saying Beferis that he admits to that. No. Mavur Lahadi, he says, you have other cases, Gnignava can mean list to Mizuyim, which would mean a Taina that he'd be Pater anyway. He's not admitting that he'd be chayev. So there's no raya, as long as he knows that he's going to get his money, even without the person saying, I am going to pay, the ksos assumes that is good enough. Okay. So now we are up to Amar Papa. It's our first, or one of the first forays that we're going to have now into the world of Shomrim. Into the world of Shomrim, which, as we said, there are going to be prakim all about this. This parak relates to the issue of Shomrim, among other issues as well. So if you look at Rashi here just reminds us, just in case we forgot, all the laws of Shomrim. Rashi says, let's review it for a minute. Rashi here says, Kol chiyuve b'turei didal shomrim yalfina mikroi l'kamon. Perek ha-shoel. All the different halachos of the respective Shomrim, we learn from Sukkim. It's all dinim d'araisa. Shomer chinam yishav ala kol im lo pasha. A shomer chinam, a shomer for free, swears and is putter on all, unless he's posheya. Vashol mishalim es hakol, and the shoel is the opposite. That's why many times when the Shomer are listed, it's Shomer Chinam, Shoel, Shomer Socher, or Socher. The two extremes are put together. Shomer Chinam is pater for everything except for blank. Shoel is high for everything except for blank. Nosi Socher, Ba Socher, Patur Min Ha'Onsin, V'Chayav and B'Grev HaVeda, they're in the middle. Shoel, pater, B'Mesa Machmas Balacha, Haru Uyala. Shoel is pater only if it dies during work. Do Merla, L'Hachi Osh Tzliv, L'Od Lukme B'Kilsa. If it dies during normal work, because the Shoel could say, look, I borrowed it to use. I didn't borrow it to put in an enclosure somewhere and not use it. So those are the Dalet Shomrim. It's interesting, if you look at the Rambam, this is a classic Rambam organizational genius. The Rambam, we would think if we were writing Mishnah Torah, we would have Dalet Shomrim in Hilchos Dalet Shomrim. The Rambam doesn't have that. The Rambam in Sefer Mishpatim has five areas of halacha that have to do with dine mamonis that don't really fit in other areas. That's why it's in Mishpatim here. So he has malveh v'loveh, okay, lending money, Yud, and Tomei Benitan claims against each other, and Hilchas Nachlus, which is all about Yerusha. That doesn't really fit into any of the other Svarim of the Rambam. But the other two, what are the first two halachas of Sefer Mishpatim? Hilchos Schirus and Hilchos She'ela Upikadon. So the Rambam splits the four Shomrim into two different sets of halacha. She'elo Upikadon is Shoel and Shomer Chinam. Schirus is Shomer Sachar and Socher. And hired workers is also in Schirus. The Rambam puts hired workers with Shomer Sachar, which is also payment for a certain service. So the Rambam is mechalik between the four Shomrim. He doesn't just put them all together. He has two and two in Hilchas Schirus and in Hilchas She'elo Upikadon. Also interesting to note that the Rambam counts each of the Shomrim as a separate mitzvahs aseh. For the Rambam, in the 248 mitzvahs aseh, they're not always items that there are obligations to do. Din Shoel is a mitzvah aseh daraisa. Mitzvahs are also areas of halacha, according to the Rambam and the Chinuch. It's not just things that you have to do. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam here, in Hilchas Chiras, first mitzvah, din sachir v'shomer sachar. The din, bezdin following those halachos. And then, within Hilchas Chiras is also to pay your worker on time, and not to muzzle your animal when it's working, and v'chulu. In Hilchos She'elo Pikadon, if you look a little bit later, the second one, he has two mitzvahs aseh that he discusses. Din Shoel and Din Shomer Chinam. Right, that is the discussion of the Rambam. But just in classification, it's interesting that he splits the four Shomrim. And number two, he has them as separate mitzvahs. So that we'll have to come back to, but to keep that in mind, other Rishonim, the Ramban and others, aren't so convinced that we should count all the laws of Shomrim. Where else? The Rambam Lishitaso. All the laws of Tumah are also counted separately. The Rambam counts Tumas Mitzora as a separate mitzvah. Tumas Shratzim. All the specific halachas of Tumah. And the Ramban says, why? Why do you count them all separately? It's not a mitzvah. It's not an obligation. Every halacha is not counted as a separate mitzvah sasei daraisa. But the Rambam does. Right, so they have to go through and see all the different areas where this machlokas comes up. Okay, so with that background, here we go. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, again, in the context of Machnik Fela, that's what we're talking about. This is the discussion. So Shomer Chinam, Kivan Shomer Pashati, Shomer Chinam, once he says Pashati, meaning I'm negligent and therefore I'm Chayiv, Machnik Fela, which by the way sounds like against that, Bach. Because here he doesn't say, I did it. Kivach, and I'm going to pay. So Kivach Amar Pashati, Makne Lekfela. Right when he says, that was Pashaya, the Bailam gives him the Kefel. The boy, Pater Nafshi, making the Biganeva. Because if he would want, he would be able to exempt himself by saying it was stolen. So the fact that he says Poshaya, and he says I'm willing to pay, so that through because of that das, the Bialim gives him the kefah. Shomer Sachar, Kima Shomer Nigdava, Makalik Fela, Shomer Sachar, when he says it was stolen, and therefore I have to pay, the Bialim is Makalik the kefah. The boy, Pater Nafshe, Bishreva Mesa. There's always a taina that he could have patterned himself, and therefore we assume because he committed himself to paying, that's why he is Machne the Kefal. Here's the machlokas we've shown him here. Do you need this migu? He could have patted himself. It sounds like from the Gemara that you need this migu, right? Only because he could have patted himself and he didn't. That's what the Ramban says right here. There's only Machne Kfela where he could have gotten out of paying and instead he pays. But let's say there are Edim about what happened. Then there's no Machne Kfela there, says the Ramban. Not everybody agrees to that, but that's the Ramban's comment right here. Viter, Shoel, Shomer Edim Mishalim, Lo Machne Lekfela. Shoel, we're going to have two opinions about. First opinion of Rav Papa, right when the Shoel says, I'm going to pay, he's not Machne Kefel. Why? But my Havi Lil Mifter Nafshi, how would the Shoel have been Pater? But Mesa Machbas Malacha, but by saying that it died while it was working, Mesa Machbas Malacha Lo Shkiach. That's not so common, and therefore we assume that is not something that he's really committing something above and beyond. It's very uncommon. Or Ikadami Amar Rav Papa, or Rav Papa says, no. Shoel Nami, Kivan Shoma Harini Mishalim, Machne Lekfela. Since the Shoel says, I'm going to pay, he's also Machne Lekfela. Dibai Padanafshi Mes Machmas Malacha. Even if it is somewhat unusual. We'll have to talk about later in the Masechta when we talk about the other time that a Shoel is Pater, called Bailavimo. So that's a separate idea, separate halacha, which we'll have to get to. Period. Amar Le Rav Zvid, Hachi Amar Abaya, Shoel Achi Yishalem. Rav Zvid quotes Abaya as saying, Shoel
ad sheyishalim. A shoel, even though Rabbi Yochanan said a chiddush before, that right when he says, I am going to pay, there's already makne kfeila, doesn't apply to shoel. Shoel until he actually pays. My taima, hoel v'kol hanoa shelo, v'dibura lo makne lekfeila. Since the shoel uses it, the Bailam is not Makna Kefel. Why does the Bailam usually Makna Kefel? The Bailam is Makna Kefel because, you know what, you're doing me a favor, you're paying instead, you know what, I'll give it to you. But here, the Bailam can say, I'm doing you a favor. I'm giving you the item to use. You're a Shoel. So, until you actually pay, he's not Makna him the Kefel. Fine. Tanya Kavazid Rav Zvi. So there's a support of Rav Zvi that by Shoel it goes by actual paying. Hashoel Par Mechavero. V'nignava, v'kidem hashoel v'shileim, if the shoel, somebody borrows a para from their friend, and the shoel is, right, acts quickly and he pays, v'achakakim sagana, m'sham, there's somebody capable of shoel. So, the brisa sees the same favor, so you have to actually pay. You have to actually pay by the shoel. So, the lishna kama, the Rav Papa, v'adil avityufta. According to the first lishna of Rav Papa, so for sure it fits in. Because what Rav Papa say in version number one, he said that until a shoel actually pays, if he just says, it doesn't work. So if he actually pays, it does work. It's fine. Lishna Basra, Lemi Tevi Tiyufta. But according to the Lishna Basra, can you suggest that it is a kasha? Because the Lishna Basra says that even if he actually pays, that's when the Kinyan Kefel happens, and until then, not. The second day is even if he just says it, Ibai Patronache, it still works, and the Bryce is either say that it actually only after he pays. So I'm Lachara Papa, no. Mia Livimi Mastisa, the Tani Shinib Okimna Ba'amar. Just like the Mishnah says Shile, but we say it means even Amar. Hachanami Ba'amar. So here too, maybe it can mean Amar. So you don't have to say that it's such a Tiufta on Rav Papa. Says the Gemara Midami for 1 minute. You could reread the Mishnah. Could you also reread the Braisa? Midami. Hasam loktani kidem. Hachoktani kidem. Here it says, kidem. He went quickly and did it. Doesn't that mean he went quickly and paid? Not he went quickly and said something? So the word says, no. My kidem, kidem v'amar. It means he went quickly and said it. But either way, the Braisa could fit into both versions of Rav Papa. Says the Gemara 1 second. Hamidoktani gabi soker v'amar. V'gabi shoal kidem. Shavin adakoktani. But he uses different words by the shoel and the socher. Socher is amar, shoel is kidim, so it sounds like he actually paid. So the Gemara says, midi gabe hadadi tanya. So, says the Braisa, well, were these two lines the Braisa set together? It might not be one big Braisa where you could contrast the lashon. No, it could rather be two different statements which can be understood separately. The Gemara ends up by saying, doesn't work out so well. Why? Because Shailinu lo Tanoim debei Rabbi Chiya for Rabbi Yoshia. They asked the Tanoim of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yoshia. Rashi says, those who studied the Toseftas, who were experts in the Toseftas of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yoshia, because those are the Iker Toseftas in Shas. So they asked them, and the Amri, Gabi Adalitani, and they said, yeah, it is one Braisa. It is one Braisa, and therefore it ends up with a little difficulty. Okay. Says the Gemara now, Pshita. Pshita, second to the last line, Pshita Amar, Eini Mishalim. So again, still in the Sugya, Maklik Fela. Pshita Amar, Eini Mishalim, because of Amar, Eini Mishalim. If the Shomer says, you know what, I'm not paying. It was stolen, I'm going to swear to you that it was stolen. But he said, no, you know what, I don't want to swear. I'll pay you. Harini Mishalim. So I'll come, Harini Mishalim. So fine. He says Harini Mishalim, so therefore there's Machnik Felim there. Ella Amar Harini Mishalim. But what if he switches the other way? He says, I'm going to pay. The Chazar V'Amar Eini Mishalim. And then he said, no, you know what? I'm not going to pay. I'm going to swear that it was stolen. My. What's the halacha? Mi Amrinan Meheder Kahadar Bey. Do we say he's being Chozer Bo totally? O Dilma B'Milsei Koi. Or do we say, no, he really is planning to pay. But what's he doing? He just doesn't want to have to pay right now. He's just pushing him off a little bit. So how do we understand his words? We're going to ask about 6 questions now, which none of them are going to be answered. We're going to end up with a teku. But there is a major machlokas Rishonim on this line. Rove Rishonim, starting with the Ramban, assume this line means you can't be Chozer Bo from actually paying. You can't be Chozer Bo actually paying. Why? Hodos Fadim Kmeidim Dami. If somebody comes to Bezdin and says, I'm going to pay you, that's it. It's like a Gemar Din. Right, the only shaila here is, what about the machnik feila element? The shomer is going to have to pay, but do we say, because you've changed your mind and said, no, I don't want to pay, the bailam say, oh, okay, well, you're going to have to pay me, but I'm not giving you the kefal now, because you're not doing it willingly. That's the shaila. Does the kinyan kefal be chozer bo? But the actual paying, after odas baldin, right, you can't change that. That is what Rov Rishonim say.
Does willingly have to do it anyway?
once somebody in court says, I owe you 100 and I'm going to pay you for it, you can't be chozer bo. Hodos bal din kameh edim dami. Right? And therefore, there's a machlokas we discussed in the past. Is that like a neder? Is that a hischaivus? But either way, that's a halacha. She can't be chozer bo. Who argues? Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam quoted right here in Tosfos and all the Rishonim. Mikan mochiach Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, take the words literally. What do the words of the Gemara say? Can he retract? Sounds like he's retracting totally. Mikan mochiach Rabbeinu Tam. Dim omer lechaveiro. He shava betol. Kodim shenishva. Yocholach lebo velo mara shava velo ashale. Right? You're allowed to be chozer bo from your tainus. Right? And that the other Rishonim argue on that. Again, the Ramban and others. It's only regarding kinyin kefal. That is one question. Next question the Gemara asks. Third line. Omer haredim b'shalim b'meis. What if the shomer says, you know what? I'm going to pay you. And then he dies. Before he gets to pay. The Amru Banav ain't on a Mishaman. And the sons say, we're not paying. They change the minds. We're not going to pay. Maybe we'll swear that this is what happened. So, my, what do we say about the Kefal? Me, Amrina Mehadar Kaji Buhu. Do we say, oh, they're being chozer bo totally. And therefore, if the Ganev is eventually found, the Kefal goes to the owner. Odil Manav, the Milsa Davu Kaimi. Or do we say, no, they stand in their father's claim that eventually maybe they're going to pay. But they just don't want to pay now. Question. The Tosfos here, he asks a question and he does not answer it. Tosfos Hareini. Tamo, what's the Havamina here that the Kefal is going to stay with the children? Heich Yishalim Lebinei Hanifkat Kefal Ha'ein Adam Morish Knas Labanov. We learned in Sugi using Subis. A person can't be, is only Morish money to his children, not rights to fines to his children. So how here can it work? So the Pnei Yeshua says it must be a case where there was already Hamadas Hadin. Before the father died, right? There was, he said he's going to pay, and then they already said, okay, you have to pay, right? When Bezin says you have to pay, it turns into mammon, and then he dies. So it has to be a case where the knas changed into mammon. Okay, let's continue. Shilmu, where are the next case? Shilmu banim mai. What if the children actually paid? Shilmu banim, if the children paid the shomer already. Rashi, v'ha'av lo hispik lomar harini mishalim et shemes. The father never said anything. But the children paid. Matzi Amalahu, can the owner say, Kiachni Kfela Lavuchon, Davali Niach Nafshoi? I know, thank you very much for paying me, but I was only Makli Kfela to your father, because he was the one that took the item to watch it for me. Liditzhulo, but I never committed to you. Odilma Loshna, or do we say no? Once they paid. Shilim Liban am I. What if the Mafkid, what if the Bailim died? They pay the Bailim. By or the shomer pays the bialim. Matzi amri le, can they, the children of the mafkid, say ki achi l'cha avuna kfeila da'avdes le'niach nafshe? Well, you did our father a favor, so he was makne you the kfeila. Aval analu di dan lo, but you never did us anything, so we're not going to give it to you. Or does it not make a difference? Or what if they both died? Shilmu banim labanim my. What if both the mafkid and the nifka died? Is there a makne kfeila there? Again, each of these have one to discuss with it, but we don't have time to go into all of it right now. Shilei mechsamai. What if they pay half? What's the question? Rashi says that did they at least get ma'u liknos chatzia kefel? They get half the kefel if they paid half. You know, I'm not sure about 50 of it. It was stolen, and we'll swear about that. But the other 50, we want to pay. So, is there a kinyan kefel on half? Again, what's that shaila about? Do you look at it as one unit? Do you look at every little drop of money as a separate chiyuv? Shal shtei paros v'shilam achas me and my. What if you borrowed two cows and you paid one of them? Even if you want to say money is looked at in one way, maybe two items are looked at differently. Shal min ashutvin v'shilam l'echad me and my. What if you borrow from partners and you pay to one of them? My. How do you look at the kefal then? Right, that already get, or let's just do the next line and then we'll mention something. Should finish a shalom b'shem lechem and mine. What about partners that borrow and one of them? Does one of them have the rights to the kefal? So again, all of these are shilas. The last two, interestingly, what are those shilas about? Shutfin? It could be about how you look at shutfis in general. That's a major discussion, which again will come up in this mesechta. How do you look at shutfin? The two general approaches is partnership. Is it that if we, the two of us, own something? So both of us own everything. Is that how we look at it? We own this cup. Both of us own the entire cup. Is that what shutfis is? Or no? We each own half. Jointly, but we each own half. You might not know which one owns each half, but we each own half. Right? Is it bailus? This is where Rabbi Chaim talks about this, and Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Basra, Tav Dalet. Bailus achas, kolelus shel kulam al kol aneches. Everybody owns everything. Or no? Kol echad me'em u bailim rak al chedek me'aneches. Each one is only a bailim on part. And within that, you have different formulations of the acronym. Is each molecule of this item jointly owned? Or is it no? Half of it is owned by one, half of it is owned by another. A nafkamina, the acronym say, is if I want to remove myself from the shutfis. If I'm a salik myself, well, do we say that? Well, you don't have to do a kinyan because we both own everything, and therefore if I remove myself, so no, you own everything. So nothing. According to approach number one, you might not have to do anything. According to approach number two, you might have to do some type of kinyan because only half of it was owned by each one originally. But that is a fascinating discussion relating to shutfis in general. Next, sha'al min ha'isha v'shilem l'bay l'omai. What happens if somebody borrows from a woman and pays her husband? What's the case? Three pshatim. Rashi has one pshat. Rashi says, if the cow that is borrowed is from nichse melug, which means it's the keren, the cow is owned by the woman, and the husband gets to have peros, which means the milk and everything else that comes out of the cow. So that's a question of nichse melug. How do you look at kinyan aguf and kinyan peros? Tosa has two other pshatim here. Maybe it means you borrowed it from the woman and then she got married. Or you borrowed it from the woman and then she died. Again, each of these is a totally different question. How do you look at Yerusha? How do you look at marriage? What happens to property when a woman dies or a woman gets married? Or Nichsei Malug in general. So those are three different opinions, what exactly the question of the Gemara is. Or the opposite, back to the Gemara, Isha Shashala Vishnum Labailamai. What if a woman borrowed and then the husband paid for it? So do we say this Kenyan Kapel there? If the husband and the wife are both involved, how do you look at the joint ownership of a husband and a wife? My, so take all these questions are unanswered. What, so Lumaskana, so because they're unanswered, so what's halacha about Kenyan Kapel? So the Rambam and the Rif, and they all say, you split it, Cholkin a Kapel, but the Rif adds in one line when he says this. The Rif adds in one line, Kol Elu Alu B'teku V'Cholkin T'kai Malan Mamon Amudu B'Savi Cholkin. Because we pass Gemona Lusavi Cholkin, which is the language of Sumchis, if you remember from Baba Kama. But the Rif adds in that this line, not just do we say Cholkin, because we hold Mamon Amudu B'Savi Cholkin, says the Rush on the Rif. The Tamili Al Rav Alfis, Shakasav Khan T'kai Malan Mamon Amudu B'Savi Cholkin. We don't pass him like Sumchis. Right? If you remember from the beginning of Shar Shanagach, there's a machlokas. Remember the case of a shard kills a cow, and there's a fetus next to the cow. You're not sure when the fetus died, before or after. So the rabbanon there say hamotzvecheber lavaraya, and Sumchis says lona mudu b'salach cholkin. He passed like the rabbanon there. So you're right. You split it here, but it's not because of mamon amutu b'salach cholkin. So why does the Rif say? Because we all mamon amutu b'salach cholkin. Ubeperek shor shenogah kazapar pasak rabbanon da'ami hamotzvecheber lavaraya. The efshar. What's possible? Digabe kefel leka chazaka hilkach lukule alma kolkin. Well, maybe by kefel there is no muksak at all. So therefore, everybody would agree that you split it. There's no muksak in here by kefel. Nobody has the kefel yet. Avol ein lashono mashmakein. Doesn't sound that way, says the Rush, though. Mitzakamar kaimalon. It sounds like we hold. Mashma is machlokas here, and we hold. Mashma the ika plukta upazak landamar choken. Doesn't sound like, oh, everybody would agree here. It sounds like, here, we hold. We hold, we don't hold like Sumchis, says the Rush. V'od nira, and then even if you want to say that's true, nobody's muchsak in the kefel? This is very lundish. He says, who says? There's no muksak in the kefel. The kefel doesn't exist yet, you're right. But, says the Rush, beautiful. The vade chazok iika, there is a muksak in the kefel. The kibbutz the misapkalon, iakni beimel kfela. You don't know whether the owner was makna the kefel yet. Uki behema becheskas baleha below hitnela. The kefel is muksak in the bailam's rishus, not in the rishus of the shomer. Asks the Beis Yosef in Reis Adikei, but what do you mean? The owner has the animal, doesn't have the kefel. Says the Pilpula Charift on the bottom of the Rush. No, but the Rush assumes that the kefel flows from the animal. So if somebody's muchsak in the animal, all the rights that this animal in the future might bring also is muchsak. That's a fascinating discussion here in the Rush and the Beis Yosef and the Pilpula Charifta and the Rush right here about whether there's muchsak in kefel. We just said it's a Davar Shlomo La'olam before. But can you look at it as muchsak? Right, and if there's a suffix about whether he's machnik fela or not, do we say, well, the owner is muksak, and therefore he gets it, or do we say there's no muksakis, and therefore you split it? So again, the Rush is not against the Rif's halacha, but just against the Rif's lashon of kai malon, mamana muta basafek cholkin. Vaiter in the Gemara amarefuna, right in the middle, mashbi, no social, shiva, 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 shusa. When a shomer pays. Hashem says, you know what? I'll pay you instead. We make him swear it's not in his rishus. Why? My time. We're nervous. Maybe Shomer wanted this watch that he's guarding, and therefore maybe he's saying, I'll pay you for it, and he's going to keep the watch. So he has to swear shvua shein b'rishuso. Machlok is showing him whether this is a shvua d'araisa or a shvua d'rabanan. It sounds like a shvua d'rabanan from the language, but it could be a shvua d'araisa. The Ritva assumes here that it's a shvua d'araisa based on Gilgul shvua of the other parts of shvua d'shomrim. We'll have to get to that again in the future. Meisvei, but what does he gain by not being Nishma? He has to be Nishma.
I'm saying
so he doesn't want to be Toreach and go have to buy it in the store. Right, if he's got to pay for it anyway.
I'd rather not be Nishma, I'd rather pay it.
If it's a Shua Daraisa, okay, but it's a different type of Shua Daraisa. Maybe it's based on the Gilgal. Right, so it might be different. But you're right, in the Chinami. Right, if he's going to have to swear anyway, so what's he gaining by saying, I'm going to pay instead? Good. Meisvei, but we ask a Kasha on Refuna from a Mishnah in Shavuos. Today we're just going to learn the Mishnah, because the question is afterwards. The rule of the Mishnah is, the Ritva says right here, the rule of the Mishnah is, if somebody is Kofar Bakol, they're Pater. If somebody is Modem Mixas, they're Chayah. That's the rule, as we'll see. The case is where there's a halva'a and there's a mashkon. I lent you money, you give me a collateral. And the collateral was lost. Was the collateral worth less than the loan or more than the loan? That's the machlokas. Four cases in the Mishnah. Hamavas chaver al mashkon. Ruvain lends Shimon money. Shimon gives Ruvain a mashkon. V'yavad a mashkon, and the mashkon's lost. V'yavad lo sela, he'll be tichalav shekel ha'yashaveh. Ruvain says, I lent you sela, and the mashkon was worth a shekel. Shekel is half a sela. Let's take numbers. I lent you 100, and the mashkon was worth 50. So you owe me 50. V'halo omer lo, ki ela sela ha'vitani alav sela ha'yashaveh. No. You lend me 100, and it was worth 100. So Patur, says the Gemara, says that he is a Patur in Sela, he'll be Tichalav, Shekel HaYeshava. If he says, I lent you a Sela, and it was worth a Shekel, meaning, I lent you 100, it was worth 50, so you still owe me 50. Follow Omer, Loki, Ela Sela, he'll be Tani, Lach, Shlosh, Yidirama, Yeshava. No, you lent me 100, but it was worth 75, so I owe you 25. So Chayiv, in that case, he's Modem Mitzvah. So he'd be Chayiv Eshua. Sela, he'll be Tani Love, Beis HaYeshaveh. He says, you lent me. Now it's Shimon talking. You lent me 100, and the mashkin was worth 200. So you owe me 100. Falo, Omer, Loki, Ela, Selavi, Teicha, Love, Sela, HaYeshaveh, I owe you nothing. Pater. Sela, he'll be Tani Love, Shayim, HaYeshaveh. You lent me 200. You lent me 100, and it was worth 200. Falo, Omer, Lo, Ki, Ela, Selavi, Teicha, Love, Hey, Dinar, HaYeshaveh. He's moded that the mashkin was worth more than the loan. Chayiv. Minishva, in all these cases, the rule is, if somebody was Muslim, Mitzvahs, Chayiv Shvua. Kofar Bakol Pater. Who swears in all these cases? Misha Pikadon Etzlo. The Malveh always swears, the one who has the Mashkon. Shema Yishavazeh, V'yosi Alas HaPikadon. Maybe he, the person, the other person will swear, and the Malveh will take out the Mashkon and say, hi, you're wrong, look how much it's worth. That is the end of the Mishnah. We'll have to see what the last line of the Mishnah is referring to. And based on that, we will ask Akasha on Rafuna. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We will continue in our discussions of Amakid coming up.